a dispute between Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and his incoming Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas has delayed the announcement of a new Palestinian Authority cabinet. Abbas stormed out of a meeting last night and threatened to quit, according to witnesses. The presentation of the new government is a condition for the release of the U.S.-backed roadmap for the peace process. While the Palestinian leaders were meeting on the West Bank, in the Gaza Strip, the Israeli army launched one of its largest incursions in 2.5 years of fighting. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Hello, Peter.
Morning, Leanne.
Begin with the fighting in the Rafah refugee camp. At least 5 Palestinians and 1 Israeli soldier were killed. Scores of others were wounded. This was a substantial operation with tanks and helicopters. I mean, what prompted the operation?
Well, we don't have a full account yet from the army, but we do know that 3 homes were destroyed in the camp. One apparently belonged to a wanted Palestinian. The army said one of the Palestinians killed was a Hamas fighter, although the Palestinians are denying that. A local doctor said the Palestinian deaths included a teenage boy. This was, as you said, a much larger raid than recent incursions into the West Bank and Gaza, and it targeted a densely packed neighborhood in the refugee camp. Palestinians said at least 45 people were injured, many of those civilians. The army reported 3 wounded soldiers and 1 fatality, a 19-year-old photographer from the army spokesman's office. Also today, Palestinians fired rockets from Gaza into a southern Israeli town, causing 1 light injury.
There was also a smaller raid in Nablus on the West Bank Saturday, and a television cameraman was shot and killed. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's right. The Associated Press says 43-year-old Nazi Darwaze was shot in the head while filming a clash in the old city of Nablus yesterday. There is some video footage from another cameraman that shows an Israeli soldier kneeling next to a stalled armored vehicle and firing. Journalists on the scene say that was the shot that killed Darwaze. That has not been confirmed. The army is looking into the incident. It says that when that armored vehicle got stuck, a crowd of Palestinians came forward with rocks, Molotov cocktails, and gunfire, and that's when the shooting occurred.
Now, the new Palestinian Authority government was supposed to be unveiled today, so this violence is coming at a very precarious time. What happened between Arafat and Mahmoud Abbas?
Well, it was supposed to be putting the final touches on what we had been led to believe was an almost done deal. As of Thursday, we were being told that Abbas would have everything ready to announce today to the Palestinian legislature. The one question that was remaining was who would be in charge of Palestinian security forces. Now, Abbas wants the former Gaza security chief, a man named Mohammed Dahlan, to control most of the security branches, which are being consolidated under these reforms. Arafat is strongly opposed to that and wants to retain some control for himself. This meeting last night, witnesses said the Palestinian leader was demanding obsessively who would be in charge of these forces, and at one point Abbas simply walked out, and some say he threatened to quit. The two men still have a few days until Wednesday to work out their differences. Talks are expected to resume, and maybe then we'll find out if this is just a case of brinksmanship or a real serious setback to the Palestinian reform process.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem. Peter, thank you very much.
Thanks, Leanne.